Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was our scouts. I was in all the meetings. I heard all the reports. It's not so much what they were and what they weren't is just as important. And the coaches and administrators and teammates at Marshall were fully supportive of everything he had done there. And the same at UVA. It wasn't any different at UVA. It was exactly the same from that standpoint. So it was, I talk about due diligence, it was exhaustive what these guys have done. And we made a decision based on what we felt was fair.
Can we stop with the BS, please? Let's just stop. You drafted him because he's talented. UVA let him go.
They did. All right, hang on. He left UVA. They offered him to come back.
But that's just if the guy.
That's
was,
a big difference.
But if the guy was a top 20 pick and you got him in the back of the second round, stop with the narratives. We drafted him because we needed a pass rusher and he fell.
Yeah.
Because he don't tell me everything was clean because he would not have fallen that far. Just stop with the reason why other people are now questioning the Ravens because the Ravens come across as trying to be super squeaky clean. You're not. You're just like every other football team in that you want talent. And that's fine by me. What's not fine by me is you selling me the fact that you above it. You're not above it. You drafted a guy with a checkered pass. I would have. In the NFL, high school is different. NFL's not. My job is to win. This guy helps you win. Stop with the nonsense. And that's why an executive, an AFC executive, says he wants them to answer for it because you're the one saying, well, we got zero tolerance to this. You don't have zero tolerance.
But again, why does this? Hang on a second. Let me push back a bit. Two things. First of all, he did leave UVA on his own accord. They offered him back. He was suspended, and then they offered him a slot, but he wanted to leave.
Was he suspended?
I guess one of his allegations.
There you go. Was. So okay, so
Rob,
he did not leave, but he was suspended.
He was suspended. Yes. Yes, these allegations exist. But they offered him to come back. So that tells me that there was nothing to this or he would have been expelled for it. Anyway, he leaves. The allegations made. They interviewed all these people. They decide, no, there's not much to this. They make a decision. I would have drafted him too. That's not quite the point. I just hate all this. This guy, he got to be got. People make false allegations all the time and commonly. I mean, we all know this. The other thing is, and something that pisses you off, you were mad at Daboll for not coming clean at a press conference and not standing up for what was said. Why do we always take these anonymous coaches and executives' words as if you got something to say, say it. come out front. AFC team. Well, there's only 16 of them. 15 are left because one's the Ravens. Who is it? Who said this? And I hate these, again, anonymous accusations. Well, the Ravens are supposed to be squeaky clean. They have a zero tolerance policy. Well, then stand up and, you know, stand by what you're saying, sir. Drives me crazy.
Okay, let's go away from the anonymous then. If nothing's done, if nothing's there, then why did a guy that by everybody's mock draft was top 20, some top 10, why did he fall to the back of the second round if nothing's there? If you said there's 15 other AFC teams, but there's 31 other NFL teams. If nothing is there, why does a guy who is a unanimous top 20 pick and higher in some drafts, why does he fall to the back of the – because there is some smoke there. And again, I don't care. Just don't sell me the – well, we checked out everything. Well, if everybody checked out everything and everything's fine, then draft the man where he was projected to be draft. Instead of – he almost fell to the third round. I don't believe it.
So
I don't believe –
if you drafted 20 spots further up, would you be happy with
it? I'm okay with drafting where he was because it's a steal. But I don't believe the narrative of you checked and everything turned out right, because if everything turned out right, you're getting the same report everybody else gets. The man is drafted where he's supposed to be drafted. Just say he's talented, he fell, and we just couldn't let it go. Just tell me that, and I'm cool with that. But stop telling me you checked it out and everything's fine. Everything's not fine. Because if everything was fine, he's a first-round draft pick. Let's be honest. If everything's fine, this man is a first-round draft pick. So everything wasn't fine.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We don't know that. You're surmising. Again, look, we're in the same business. Do we have any facts? No. You have someone who's putting his face on camera saying, we checked him out, and we're happy with the result. We found there's nothing. Harbaugh's come out in front by name and by face, as has DaCosta, the executive who's came up in this, you know, this last thing about the Ravens, you know, criticized them, has not. And I'm not saying he is or he isn't. I don't know either. He could be guilty of sin. But if they went and interviewed people and they said, nah, we didn't find anything, that's the question they're being asked. The Ravens are being asked about specifically this, not about why'd he fall. They're asking, like, why'd you pick him with your policy? And they're saying, we talked to people and we're satisfied with it.
Why does she do a Sanders fall? Why does she do a Sanders fall?
All accounts, he was a jerk.
Okay. Why did Mike Green fall?
Because he had allegations in his past.
Allegations made him fall.
Yeah.
Okay. We had a man who was on film. With a gas mask on, smoking weed back when weed was still taboo. He still went in the first round. Weed was taboo at the time.
Yeah.
Wasn't legal. And they still drafted him in the first round. And this is on film. This man fell because of just allegations. I'm not believing it. I'm just not. I refuse to believe it. And at the same time, and I'll say again, I'll shout from the highest hill in Baltimore, I'm okay with drafting him. Why? Because I needed a pass rusher, and this is the NFL. He ain't marrying my daughter. You know, so I'm okay with drafting him. I just don't give me a narrative that you don't even believe. They don't even believe that nonsense, because if they did, he'd have been a first-round draft pick. You don't believe the BS that you're trying to sell me. Because if you did, somebody would have drafted this kid in the first round if there's nothing there. Let's go to Parkville and get Eli. What's up, Eli?
Hey, I'm not mad about the pick at all, because now we thinking like the Eagles. Now we thinking like the Chiefs. They signed Kareem Hunt. They signed all them pass defenders. Why does it matter?
It doesn't matter to me either. So, right? Eli, I'm with you. I'm with you. I said that. But just don't try to sell me something that It's just not believable because this kid's a first-round draft pick that almost slipped to the third round. I don't care. And because I don't care, I don't want to hear your narrative of why you did it. I don't want to hear
it. It's just for an image. Y'all have it. Y'all take it easy. Y'all
you too. Have a good weekend, man. Have a good weekend. Yeah, I mean, the message I want to get across is I don't care. So stop trying to convince me. You don't have to convince me. He was super talented. He's the second best pass rusher by some accounts. Some people had him the best.
Maybe the best.
Exactly. I want the guy. Remember before the allegations came, before the words, all the information came out about him, he was my first round pick. I was saying Mike Green on a show in Cleveland months ago when a dude from Cleveland was like, who's Mike Green? Kid from Marshall. You think he's going in the first round? 2 weeks later, that same guy texted me like, man, good call. Because he was soaring up the draft boards. Mm-hmm. I wanted him then. I wanted him more than a safety. Now, when all these stories came out, I said, well, let me go get the safety from Georgia. Because let me get Starks because he's my second best player. So the Ravens got the two players that I wanted in one draft. I'm good. But I just don't want you lying to me, telling me everything. It ain't check out good. Stop, man. It ain't check out good. Stop. Just tell me.
I mean, I don't know what you wanted to say. You want to say, yeah, he was dirty, but we took him anyway.
No, just tell me. Hey, look at the camera and say, look, man, you got Mike Green sitting there. We're about to get out of the second round. He's sitting there. You wouldn't draft him? And my answer would be, damn right I'd draft him. I'd have gotten him in the first round, to be honest with you, Eric. But that's cool. I don't care. You got a safety that's going to help out one of the best defenders, the guy who's going to be, in my opinion, could be a defensive player of the year, and Kyle Hamilton. You got him help back there. Then you got somebody coming off that edge that's going to wreak havoc to help out the offense that can put 40 points on the board if you're getting the ball back. Winner. Winner. Let's get to the Super Bowl. That's all I care about.